King of glory, King of peace.
Amen.
Thank you for your grace once more this evening.
Amen.
Strength and help of the helpless.
Oh Lord.
Revealer and director of his people.
Amen.
We thank you for your grace once more.
Amen.
That have assembled us again.
Amen.
We thank you for everything that you have done throughout the week.
Amen.
And we continue to look to you for strength and help.
Amen.
As we have assembled, Lord, we pray that your presence will be in our midst.
Amen.
For we have gathered for just one purpose.
Yes, Lord.
To fellowship around your word.
Amen.
Therefore, any contrary opinion, we pray that it be crushed and put asunder.
Amen.
Let only the purpose of God stand.
Amen.
And help us that we will benefit from our fellowshipping tonight.
Amen.
Through your presence that will minister to our needs. For your prophet has said, Lord, there are times while the ministry is going on, while the word is being preached, for the scripture rightly said, blessed is he that hears it.
Amen.
And so by the hearing, diseases are cast out.
Amen.
By the hearing, Lord, healings are taking place.
Amen.
By the hearing, Lord, things that have been created or made in the kingdom of the wicked have been loosed.
Amen.
Let us experience it.
Amen.
That the word that sets your people free will set us free.
Amen.
Indeed. We pray for grace.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So before we sit, let's read Revelation chapter 1.
Revelation chapter 1.
Verse 1.
All
right. Revelations 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Amen.
Edisem itibaku yimu baku. Yesu Christo edi ye a unyanko ponde maano se. Onchwe ni mkua ye itwa se ebantem. Na onam ni bofoso edibe chwe na kuwa yuheni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ask the blessings of the Lord on the reading of the word.
Amen.
Shall we sit as we also read 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Okay. So, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Amen.
Ruto fonguma idi kan timi enu nyi mu nkron na mmom se ne wa tro se ye ani hunu ye na asonte ye. Na Emma onipa akoma mu da ne enyoma onyankopon asiesie ama wona dono. Amen.
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 You know the Lord will bless us as we have read and heard the word. Amen.
Inim se radi be shrine bra yakin kan na yeti na semu.
So tonight briefly we want to study on the topic revelation.
si anadwi ebreka krai mu yebefa adisua bia efa adiye ho.
Amen.
Amen.
If you look at the topic, it's not complete in itself.
Si ehwe asem ni tina eno ankasa nwe peye.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it has to be revelation about something. Amen.
If we say I was a year a year efa bibi ho,
as we read from the scriptures, it said the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Sani yedi nke aka ya free edi semuma eti ba ko no o se a year efa Yesu Kristo ho.
So we will break it as we go along. Amen.
Ye kwa ye na nim na no ye be bubum aba fom.
And we ask the Lord to help us.
Ayesre erade se omoye.
That we will get the insight that we need.
Se enhunumu a ye hia no e wode be maye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we speak of revelation,
eno ti se ye kasafa edi ye ho a.
We are implying uncovering something which was once hidden. Amen.
Amen.
So if the thing was not hidden, then it's not a new thing. So it's only things that were once hidden that can be uncovered. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and
2.
The things that Jesus in the revelation is showing John are the things that were hidden to man.
So verse 1,
of Hebrews 1, God, who in sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen.
Amen. Hebrew 4, 18, Onyankopon a tete no onam emre hodo ni su hodo so kasa kire ejanom edifo no mu no ena edi akire yi mu okasa kire yen oba a waye no ne oma nyina odidifo a onam ne so nso ye ebre santin no mu. Amen.
So what are the things in his language or in his communication to man through the prophets and through his Son?
Enti enye mabeyi ena wakaye ewane kasa na o kasa chwe wunipa onam ne difu ono so ekaye numu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. So we need to know from him the things that we don't know.
Enunti awase yehunu, ehiyase yehunu free ni ho, enyo ma ye nimuno.
And that is why he will always bring us prophets and messengers to uncover what was covered.
The saint na ehia se emre nyina mu no obreyen adifo ene asomafo a omobeba no mababe pa de eho ehinta no mababe pa ho ntoma amaye hu.
It is also true that sometimes what is not known now was once known, but by the transmission of information it begins to take a different look at a certain point in time. So it is always good, again, that a master who wants the world to be kept same way will keep sending reminder. Amen.
It means Ubano say, and you may be a yenimo no ene no. And rabbi, nanka ewo ho a ne nipa bi enimu. Now so a brekwan enimuna and some exesana kasa esano. And no an ababana say ene yenimu. And unti yen ra a or no odoyeno. Na ewo se ofa kwain biswa. And your mind ran na woho na ene yenimono. Obe mayen a kwain bi na yansu ya babi hunusa an yoma.
And there are things that have never been known.
And ya won yoma for Francois and also the onim kra.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's go to Amos 3:7. And the scripture tells us that Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing But he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Amen.
Imos mumati miensa nini imun sono. Ampara, e radin yanko ponri nye bribi, jise wa yi nejina edi atre nkua edi fonansa.
Amen.
Amen.
So, always, it is the responsibility of the one who is having or who is in possession of the hidden thing to reveal it.
Enunti emre nyina no ne wono wo kura enyoma a hinta na eye na sede se ono no oda na die.
And now he chooses who to reveal it to.
Ono na ohwemu yi onipa obeda na die edi atwe no.
When to reveal it?
Ene ebre kron so a obeda na die.
So in our traditional homes where people talk about gold that has been kept by the ancestors, it's the elderly people, they don't just uncover those facts to just anybody in the family.
And unti we in a fie mono say kasafa yen ananoma omaba echemuno a se omusidi sika koko bi ekoko siye ya. Says gana omuni koko siye yen omon ka wansem enfantre unipe biasa.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes they don't even tell anybody.
Because
it is not only the uncovering or the information you are uncovering which is important. The career of the information is also important.
If we say, etoda, enye asemna o pahon tuma achre onipano, ene hiyan bebri. Nemom onipakuwa o kasa asemna achre nono, eno pa ne hiyan.
Amen.
Amen.
So throughout the scriptures, we will see that God has revealed himself in different ways through different people as he chose.
And until see a short semi mwa yet me who say, on yankupon adan huadi a kwan horo so edi a treni pa horo, ewa kwai membri so.
Amen.
Amen.
The person must be capable.
I was say any panye onipa obey to me.
So the angel was not wrong to tell the prophet, if you can let the people believe you.
And unti na obofono anyam from so say okachre odifono say se ubetimi ama in profono ajewadidia.
Now don't forget that that man or that person is bringing an information that hasn't been known by those people who are going to hear it.
My room, he says, sa obofo no anase sa oberman no e de kase bi e bra enipa bi e de bra enipa ku obi ase enipa ku no omonte sa asem no wan bi ada.
So it's going to do two things.
Enunti enioma mienu e na e ba be ye.
And every good master is looking also at the reaction of his children.
E na owura pa bia so e hwe ne ma esu a ombeda na die.
We have sinned and deviated. We have sinned and deviated. We have sinned and we have deviated.
Okay.
Yet he doesn't want us to be destroyed.
So
the information that is coming to us, if we don't receive the information, we will be destroyed. So he wants to make sure that he gives that information to somebody who is able to convince us that that information is true.
And until now, so we know who said, "Yeah, what is our money? Born in Afan, so I pray, you know, why you obey, obey to me, I may idea to say, our money, you know, they pray, you know, create."
The word of God is true.
When you go upon some, you know, create.
But you can decide to go and stand somewhere, and when you preach and nobody hears, you can decide to curse them and leave.
But
the word enjoins us to compel.
Amen.
Amen. Convince. And many of us have come in by God's grace gradually.
Na yemu bi so yatimi abemu enam onyankopon adoma eyan kakra nkakra so ena dia bedu
se. So the person who is the career must have that capacity.
Enunti onipa na okura sa amane boy no awoso owo sa
to
me
to be able to give that word.
Se obetimi de asem no abraye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 the word, how will that person know that that message I'm going to bring to the people is the truth? How will he know it?
Ebeye den na onipa na ode sa amanebo anansa ankransemu ebre onipa no ebehunu sa ankransemu ye no kre.
Amen.
Amen.
So he must have his own experience.
Awase wonya ono ankasa ne suehunu.
He must encounter the source of the revelation.
Ebia sa edi ye ne every by ye na awase sa onipa no ene ne bompu ne mpu ansa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God met Moses,
bra onyankopon sia Moses no,
he made Moses have a feel of who he is.
Oma Moses enya atinka bi fa ne ono onyankopon ye ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To make sure that Moses knows that the gospel he is sending, he knows the source of the gospel.
Ema Moses enya ahotoso se asempa na ode ko no wonim ba bi asempa ne efri bae.
Tried and tested.
Wasahye na wagye atum.
Noah had a feel of the one who told him to build the ark.
No one yet in Kebi Edifa or Nipa or Kachu and say, 1 year Adakan.
And the same way the prophet of our generation had a feel of the God who sent him to us.
Samson, I embrace you, dear for Nusunyat in Kebi Efadia was smart.
How can he say that? I know that it will not fail.
Ebeya then, Uncle Timiaka said, Megitum say, any mother.
If the people of Paul will go in, then I know my people will also go in.
Se osma for Paul on crofono enya kwenya etimi kwankwadia. And ya misumin him say misumin crofon ebetimi a room.
Because I preach what Paul preached.
If we say near Paul Kaya no pepe and a misumi kaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we don't have a capable person,
say ya nya obia obetimi ayua,
then the message will not go.
And ya nan cran seven timi mko.
And so Malachi 4 was correct to say that unless he sends that messenger, he will smite the earth with a curse.
The sentinel Malachi and woman 89 or Ekan year pass or can say, so when you saw or smart for ya, and you know what they musio and a bebassas.
Amen.
Amen.
The revelation must come from original source.
I was a bebia, a di and every banner, a why ya be a kind.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:16.
The
source of the information or the revelation must be original.
It was a baby, Cassiabono, Anasa, Manini, every banner, a yabiakai.
So every scripture, every instruction is given by inspiration of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now we will also see that the essence of the originality is because Satan also gives message.
Osuma for Paul ngoma chokoma Timotheo ngoma etosu mienu itimiansa ne yimu dunsia. Atwere nyina firi onyankopon homi mu na eyema nchrechre atenye atene atene ene tene ne mu yene. Sentia ewose ba bia enkransem no efri ba no eye bia kan ene se obonsam so etimi ma enkransem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw that some revelation went on in the Garden of Eden.
Yehunu say, edi ye bi so ekoso ewo Eden throne mu.
Something that Adam and Eve didn't know.
Adia bi ananka Adam ene ne yure Eve enim.
That is uncovering.
Eno no pa ahontuma.
And you see, as human beings, many times We get so enthused, we want to follow to know something that we didn't know, especially if it will make us better, it will give us some mileage above other people, it will put us in a better position. We want to chase it to get it.
I thought that I see a new penny in your hook. Can't Eddie and your maybe a cheat. Did you choose a son your man? I did a journal. A bemi and yenim dear, a bemi and young humu, a fro bihono. Now you're two Eddie's son your manage.
So, the career of that message said that this message, it will make you wise.
And unti dia na odisa and cransem enam no e ka chere won say san cransem ya mede mebra mu yi e be momoni ate.
It will even let you be like God.
And we
saw from scriptures that Eve believed that revelation. So don't let us get confused.
Revelation
doesn't come only from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore,
if we receive any revelation, that's why the scriptures enjoins us that that revelation must match scripture to scripture.
So
when she got that revelation, she knew she had caught something.
And
she went making disciples.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Very soon we'll look at it. Every revelation must do something to the receiver. So in the life of Adam and Eve, we saw the impact of that revelation.
Amen.
Amen. So we said that revelation must come from the original source. If we pick revelation from sources that are not from God, then it will be what? A diluted revelation.
Say far a di ye be every baby every onyanko pondia. And you're not a baby a di ya wa fremu.
And that is how come you will see that there are pieces of it scattered everywhere.
And on never my baby who says, ah, a di no, a mwachi te at pop and some old baby.
But where is the full truth?
Now see a business and he pan and a crack kind of war.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every revelation must be consistent with the scriptures.
It was said, a dear beer, and it trusts them, no, it's a super paper.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There have been many reformers, preachers, but in our day, we got a man who said, the part of scripture I'm fulfilling is right here.
Asempaka fo bebre ene wona wa ba be ka onyankopon asem bebre na ba nanso ye bre mu no ye nya osempaka ni bia o kan se masem na a make an ne fa han ena ahyema e wo hey.
No, the part that I have been sent to come and fulfill, you will find it right there.
Trust me fa wasma me se me mra me se ne ma no aha ena wo be hu no.
Amen.
Amen.
No one can live life to its fullest without having a full revelation. Because all of us here, we are living for something. And whatever we live for, we need to get that source to feed us to be profitable.
Na dia biara a yetiase ema no e wo se anya ba bia sa dia ni fre no na amanyen adwene a ebetimi amana si anyie.
1 John 4:1.
Yohane nguma edikan ti na nyimba.
The scripture tells us that we should test all the spirits.
Shono ma yetiase se yenso ahonhom nyina anhwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Amen.
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 Also doing what? Revealing different things.
So
sometimes when we hear certain things, we shouldn't be extremely worried or chase after them.
And until you thought that as a yeti and some of phobia, any quan say your prayer won't sorry for this answer.
And that is why we must have a full confidence in the one who has brought the message.
The certainty and I was seeing ya a hot soa a dimu and what the awardee and cransam abraye anymore.
Because after that, you will hear many things. Sent forth by different spirits. All seeking to be heard. Amen.
Amen.
But every revelation must be consistent with the word of God. And it's not just that, but that revelation must also get confirmation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's one thing to say it. Come and say, amen.
Have
people to believe. But it must be confirmed. So why was it necessary that God sent forth the prophet, yet in his ministry, while he preached, we saw the pillar of fire on him. We saw the presence of God in different times to confirm that, yes, what you are hearing or the person you are listening to, I sent him.
And therefore,
so far as that remains his message, then he continues to confirm. So wherever you and I will believe him, and in whichever situation we may be, he is able to confirm that same gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he follows his word to confirm it.
If we say, oh no, dear, Odina Semachi, say, oh, Sisudia.
Moses had gone to Egypt, successfully brought out them, the Israelites, and they were with him. They were all going. Now the Red Sea was before them.
Now Moses, I call his dream, I call ye Israel for no every hall. Ah, Omanam Quan, so Elko Asase, Bosa Assassin, so Pokoko and Abbasi on any moon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God sends a message,
se onyankopon soma osomafo bia,
he confirms it.
Ono a na sisudia.
So if we are confused at any point in time, let's ask God to confirm the message he sent.
Anunti se koba se yadwene mu yen sakasaka bia, awose ya bisa onyankopon se, onsi ono ani difo na osoma no breye no sudia mayen.
Amen.
Amen.
And everyone was crying. Moses himself was moved. But there we saw God confirm that he sent Moses. He has never failed to confirm anyone he sent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Do we believe him?
Yajunidi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why did he send the revelation?
DNT and O'Brien Edi.
Amen.
Amen.
We saw in the days of Noah that the whole world had drifted into ungodliness.
And
God was displeased with the works of man.
And
he decided to take his own out and destroy the rest.
And
he gave a revelation to Noah what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was on a mission to deliver his own and destroy.
Anunti na wonam kwa so ebedi juma juma na ne se oba beji ono ne de na wasai wona aka.
Amen.
Amen.
And he sent forth that message.
And I was suma san kransem no.
We all know the outcome of it.
Ye nyina ye nim ne free mu bai.
Amen.
Amen.
So God will send forth a message for a different purpose or different reasons.
Anunti onyankopon besma and kransem amana ba ewo botaye ana se ekwanfofro bia so.
We saw how in the church as this he gives the fivefold ministry purposely for the edification of the body of Christ.
Yehunu se ne asafo bi etse imu no oma asumdwuma makoma akunum no se enam sa asumdwuma num no so esiesie Christo Yesu ni padua no a eni asafo no.
He sends to deliver.
Osma se on famreyen.
And many times also to give us to know what we didn't know, knowledge.
Na empembe brain or the brain say yenhunu ne yenim a eyenim de.
Amen.
Amen.
God revealed himself to Abraham and gave him a commission.
Onyankopon da ono ane ho adi etre odi for Abraham and o ma no ahyede bi.
Revelations also come to give us guide.
Adi ye eba ebe mayen akwanchre.
And also to warn us.
Na esan so ba ebe boyen koko.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at some of these few things.
Oma ye hwe sa ene o man mu bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 2. We saw a message of deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Where God was right there with Moses and commissioned him to go and deliver. And that was the reason for revealing himself to him. Now, if God has his righteous purpose for revelation. So, if the purpose of the career of the messenger or the message does not align with the purpose of the revealer, then there is a problem. His mission was to deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if the one carrying the message has a different mission, then there will be crisis.
It is yet there were no adding crimes in the corner, our team of Frobidia, and yet now a mania and a beba.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why he handles the people he calls and sends them in a special way.
And
with characteristics that best suit the purpose of the mission.
And unti ena okra. One hour was summa one, Emma Okodis, you may say no, our quam for frost, Ewa Subensua, Estefata, and Kransema, what they are summa one.
The prophet was looking at how big some ministries were, how much money, if you look at the auditorium, was it something that he wanted at that time he couldn't have done?
Na odifono eche afofrobi sum adwuma sene ne kaseye esiye esiti remrem bebia omushia ne sene ne fe esitie eti weyi enana e wose ne saka e wose abren mu ana.
No, was it something that he couldn't have done if he had wanted?
Eye said weyi nana de osuma no pese weya nanka weyi ontimi manenya ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes we must see clearly in that line that God has chosen that vessel with a special character for that special work.
Iti etoda I was here hunu pefe se onyankopon ayisa anwene no ewo suban sronko so ama adwumadie sronko bi.
Amen.
Amen.
In the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 7, we saw something was hidden, a knowledge that was hidden, but God had to uncover it to his servant.
Ohini Nebukadnezar ahini yemu no yehun se na nimdie bi oho ana ehinta ekoba ne se na onyankopon epa ho ntoma edi chire na kwa Daniel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What for?
Sainty.
Was it to make Daniel someone too different?
Na opa hon to ma di atrena ama Daniel adansuana.
And all those vessels, you never saw them being so much proud because God has used them for anything.
Sa anwenye na onyankopon di ondi dwuma ni nyina ohu won se wo hwahwa won ho se onyankopon edwona ye bibi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They suit the master's purpose.
Otaya owura ni eyi won ni to won wo se fata sa abotaye no.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, let's go and look in Acts 8:26.
Asuma fo no nyuma ti enwotwe.
Let's read
the nunsia.
Now the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. Next verse. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Amen.
Amen. Asma for you matin watching you a dionusian in a dionun song. A radibo for Casatre Philippe who say, Solico and our four firm quine are is sunny free Jerusalem called Gaza no so. A ye and your prada da so quine. Na osorokoi, na se. Ethiopia ni bury me be ah, where ye Ethiopia for him, Kandaki, peony, 2-4 ah, or any sicken in our sunny. Waba Jerusalem, erbe sorry.
How could Philip know this? If God didn't reveal it. Amen.
Amen.
And why did God choose Philip to do that job? The speed and the haste with which he obeyed. Amen.
Amen.
So we ask God for grace to be able to fit that his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
He sent him a revelation that was a guide to lead someone into salvation.
Amen.
Amen. God continues to do all of this. We see also that God, there can be a direct revelation or revelation that may come through somebody. In Revelations 1, as we read, John was having revelation of Jesus by Jesus himself revealing himself to him.
We
also see in the scriptures Mary, the angel Gabriel appearing to her and telling her directly from the throne of God what is going to happen.
Sanso eni ehunu wo tro semu se obofo Gabriel eba Maria enchen ebe ka tre no efri onyankopon adwa no so pe etre no de eba besie.
Instances like Gideon, Zechariah, they are all in the scriptures.
And just we to say Gideon and Zechariah ni afofro pi a e wo tro semu.
Daniel and our very own prophet.
So there are
direct revelations that God himself, through the angel, comes and reveals.
And
in all of this, the credibility of the revelation is important. We have said it must match scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Now we see in the case of Hezekiah that God revealed what will happen to him, not to him directly, but through the prophet.
Ewo ohini Hezekiah mu se onyankopon e da na di atre no de ebeto no nezo amfamfa wono ankasa no so wodefa odifo Isaiah so.
Amen.
Amen.
Nathan and David, we saw the same thing.
Yehu sadi kroya ewo David any Nathan ntem.
And the bride of Christ today is the same thing.
Sa so netie ewo Christo ayefro ntem.
God used the prophet to come to us. So that revelation is not our direct own. But he gave it through the prophet. And from time to time uncovers it for each of us to know. That makes the scriptures correct. That the word of God is of no private interpretation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
he has already given that revelation.
If you
and we come to it from time to time. As he reveals it to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it only human beings that God uses? Sometimes he has used animals.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What is the impact of revelation? When we receive revelation, what does it do to us? Amen.
Amen.
Abraham said, Satan hates revelation. But we love it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With true revelation in our lives, with true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. But we will prevail over them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when what you don't know is made known to you, what does it do? That's what we are talking about at this time.
Yeye kasa fa ho sa bre nyina ne se. Se ne wonim no. Uti yeye ne se oma wo ho a eden e na ye ma wo.
The impact of it.
Esu san soa e wo so.
So if we say that the scriptures have been open, the things that were covered today, they are uncovered. What impact has it in our lives?
Enunti seyeka se afedi trustem no eni adaho enyoma enrebi na ehinta no enedi wadana di amayehua esusuanso beni enenya ewe yenebrem.
Because to know what was hidden and it has no transformative effect, it was good not to have known.
If we say. Se uhunu ni na ehinta na dia ehinta a wonhunu no enya ensatra yezu nsonso bia e wa wo so dia enye na eyempo se wanhu kra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation gives us transformation.
Edihie edi ensatra ye ebreyen.
The Bible said we who once sat in darkness has the sun arisen with healing in his wings.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What we could not do, that revelation is to empower us to do. That Satan made us feel that we are his servants in his cage, But Revelation tells us that Jesus set us free and we are free.
Satan ema yenya obonsa mayenya atinka bi se ye ye ne nkoa a wode ye na hye ebuo mu nanso edi ye a Christo Yesu ede bre ye no se wagye yen ama yade yen ho.
So the effect of that revelation
ti insunsunso a e wose edi ye no so,
when by the grace of God we grow into that, we will live at a different level.
Ti se nam onyankopon adom so enyini e wose edi ye mu a ye be.
Because why and what, for what reason did he reveal it? Baptism in Jesus' name. What, just for us to do it? Just to do it for what?
Esubo a wabono eradi Yesu Christo dimono odane di editre and say saint in yenye.
Because he knows that there is something that breaks the energy and the force of the enemy when we do that.
If you say when him say bibi wo a say or time for na ahoden se ye no se ne wa chere na.
So we've already said that the prophet needed to be in connection with God to make that message he was bringing effective.
Ti ye din kan aka say na e was say odifo no any onyankopon eye baako se be ye na kransama onyankopon de nam no so e ba no e benya sunsunso bi wo ye nso.
The same way we the recipients must be in agreement with the prophet so that message which he has brought from God to us will have a direct flow.
Sa ena yensu ayaji enkransem no e wo se ye ni odifo no eye pe se be ye na enkransem a wo de ebre ye no e betimi asane e wo ye mu.
So you see, the effect of the gospel is not because there is a problem with the gospel. The problem is because the recipients have made several interpretations from that same gospel.
If you see any now, it's a war asempa and sarcans on the HSA. If you be a nasenke, can we be any asempano home? Now, em mom, yenia yansa, I can't asempano. Yena yadi and trust ye ahoro, I call asempano.
The effect that the gospel had on Abraham, if we who have received it are in the same atmosphere as him when he received it from God, that same effect will come on us.
Esusanso a asempa no eyeye wo odifo Branham eso no se yeni ayensa aka asempa no se saa susanso okro no e ba yenso a e ka yenso ye be te se di odifo no yoye na.
It is not for nothing that the enemy has been working so that we will sidestep certain things, let certain. It's for a reason, because the effect of the gospel can only make that difference if we have that same behavior the prophet had.
Aruti enyanwa nwa se obonsam ene na that money eye ni ombetimi biara se yebeto asempa no ajeje mu ne ade ye ne ankasa ye ntiasie aka akọ ho efise nsunsunso a ewo asempa no mu no se eno ene aye adwuma wo ye mu dia ene na se ne si di adwuma wo odifo no mu fa aye no sabe pepe ene anke nsu be ye adwuma.
Moses to get up from the mountain and go to Egypt, it means that he himself, he believed that message.
Se Moses ebe free bepo no so abesi akọ Misraim no etwe se ono ankasa eje nkransem ni di,
and he believed it with everything in him.
Now what did you want mu nyina eje nkransem ni di?
So God could use him and he saw the effect.
Enu nti no nyankopo otimi di ni ye adwuma ni ehunhun susuanso.
You and I, do we fully and entirely hold and believe this message?
Menu mi enu ye free ye mu nyina eso nkransem mu na ye gidi ana.
The prophet needed to believe the message he is preaching himself.
Now what say odifo na ankasa nkransem na all kan wasem no wagye die.
Sometimes we've had doubts.
Toda ye wonchinyu aso.
And the our actions have shown it.
Na ye ne ye mpo etre.
In many ways.
Anhoro bebre so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
impact of that revelation.
It
cannot fail.
It's me near him more.
The way it affected him. If we are in that same atmosphere and character, it will affect us the same way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation gives us moral and to have discernment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that people would not have originally understood, by the revelation of God, we are able to discern and know it.
Enyoma nanka enipa entimi enyamu entiasie no enam edi yeso onyankopon edi ya wode adom yenso ema yetimi hunu enyamu hunu mu.
Let's read Isaiah 8. Time is almost up. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation is light. Amen. So when you are with your friends, there are certain things you say, it surprises them.
It's like you
have been reading different book.
That is because
you are feeding from the prophet. Amen.
If we say, what ye odifon in chain and a winy free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation gives us guidance. And helps us make right decisions in life. This life is not to be lived anyhow. We need revelation. What to do at every point in time. And this is why it's even more crucial for young people.
Now saying na e was a here pa
to get that revelation of the Lord Jesus.
Say ye benya e radi yesu hu edi yino
in this life journey.
Ewo abrabo akonjuim.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Revelation helps us to know the ways of God. And how we can walk with him. Amen.
Amen.
This world was created by him.
And
as the creator, he knows everything that he has used in this creation. And how we can survive here and be successful. So there is no one who can give knowledge on how to live here than God. The knowledge that Satan gave us, we saw that brought our death.
Yehono say.
So while we summarize to close, revelation is very important. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, the prophet says that revelation to the believer cannot be overemphasized.
Would you for say Edi ye a eba ojidi ni enchen no wonti mi nka ho asema ma na moroso.
It's so necessary.
Ehia ye pa
in all aspects of our life.
Awo ye na brabo akwan nyina em.
No, when we say not only coming to sit here in church.
Se ye kan sa na chro se enye se ye ba betena ha.
Everything we do, we need revelation.
Because
we are in a field where we are wrestling not with flesh and blood. Sometimes even where the food we want to eat, where we are buying. People we want to associate with. We need God guidance to say, be with this friend or be with that person. So it's not just about just the revelation of Christ takes us into all these things.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And our prayer is that we can align with him. Because for each and every one of us here, it is God's greatest interest that just as he could have effect on William Branham, he can have the same effect on us.
If we say, yeni aye chesia o hanyi na no, eye onyankopon pepa se, said he was in your susansu, oh, Odifo Branham Abrabosono, Obenya says Susansu Krona, and Waminumianusu Abrabosono.
Which means every dilution that is in us, that is not allowing him to have that full reflection, must go.
And you're not a trusser, and Frafra, where Pierre are away and Abrabomo, and Timima or no, Nisuba and Eddie Wayamuno, and was a free him.
You agree that there is so much dilution. There is so much we holding on than God.
And you must pray and are your cream.
So the revelation will be so little.
Obasa,
it can move in the other aspects of our lives.
It means to an amount and a brabo afan akeni.
It can have a general effect.
May the
Lord God help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we be on our feet? Yes, let's pray as we close. That the Lord help us. We know that the word is true. He can't fail. He should just grant us that grace, that revelation. Whatever is in us that has become an hindrance to the complete effect of the word, we should be cleansed.
Adie biara a abaya na brabuma aya kwansidie a esi asem no ekwan se enya sunsuanso a ewie peye ewi mu no wonyi firi ho.
Pray as we invite pastor.
Make me more like thee, Jesus, make me more like thee. Give me a heart that's filled with love and make me more like thee. Join me to sing it. Make me more like thee, Jesus, make me more like thee. Give me a heart that's filled with love and make me more like thee. One last time, sing it. Make me more like thee. Jesus, make me Church of God is founded on revelation. Revelation of the Word of God. It gives us victory over Satan. Make me more like thee. Jesus, make me Lord Jesus, we thank you for reminding us of the impact of revelation.
Amen.
On our Christian journey.
Amen.
We pray that, Lord, every step we take, we wait on you to have a revelation of the direction and choice.
Amen.
So that we will not make a mistake and fall into the arms of that wicked one.
Amen.
Oh, how he will pound and pummel us. How the devil will punch and blow us to pieces.
Oh, Lord.
If we are deceived by his false revelation. But if we follow the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then we have total victory over him.
Amen.
Terade esose boye na bibia ye mu yentwen wanim na wonda kokwa mu ensma samon chaye.
Amen.
Na ye hu obone fo na gina to nyina.
Amen.
Ye na masem ni wadi Yesu adi ne so. Be with us tonight, guide us and lead us home. Bless the preacher and anoint us for the days ahead.
Amen.
We thank you, we bless you, we adore you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.